Okay, so back to Beitza. What's with All right, so I just wanted to go over. I wanted to. I think we have to correct a little bit what we said in Rashi. Right. I think looking at Rashi more carefully now, it seems to me that his main issue is that in making the gzera, because he focuses on, he says like this: "Umi isle hoil beisure Shabbos kaigavda." And we were saying it more broadly, speaking about gzeros in general. I think that's more really in line with the Ramban's way of learning. But Rashi and the Balamor, I think, are more focused on Shabbos per se, the Isser Shabbos, that you don't see that when they formulated Isurim and Shuyos, they were mindful not to be pogeya in the covet of Shabbos as a yom malacha. And that's what he means. That's the ho'il. That's his ho'il. His ho'il is, do you find that when they make, see, he limits it. V'chi isle ho'il. Where is Rashi? Umi isle ho'il be'isure Shabbos kaigavna. Mishum deshoi baha lo tishtri baha. I mean, that's wrong, right? Lotistri bah. Because it's usher, because it's mut here, it shouldn't be usher there. Meaning to say that that they protected Shabbos, to maintain Shabbos as the paradigm of the Yom Malacha. And how does it translate into the Refuah case? It's a little different in the Refuah case. The Refuah case is different. See, what does Rashi say by Refuah? He says, "Name a hoil, right? The kodem achila shari, the near kachofet beblias chometz la'achar chila nami shari. Why? She'ein chiluk b'shiur shel Shabbos. You understand? As Rashi's learning that they were two, that's all part of the same idea as of hoil. The idea of hoil is that Shabbos should be an absolute primary form of Isser Malacha. And there are two things that are going to come into play. There are two considerations in making takanos that have to do with Shabbos. One is that you can't make a takana that's going to make Shabbos inferior in terms of Malacha. Because that's what Rashi says, that umi ika midi de Malacha de Shabbos de b'Shabbos shari v'lekiyas de Rabbanon. Right, that kaven de b'Shabbos de chamira b'malacha shari mishum time de maker b'yom kippurim nami shari, right? Shelo tachmir le'inyan malacha b'yom kippurim mishabbos. You can't have anything more chomer than Shabbos in terms of malacha. Okay, that's one idea in terms of the absolute. In terms of comparatively, Shabbos has to be more chomer. An inyan of malacha has to be more chomer than anything else. We have to protect in making the gzera. There is that other consideration of how to of maintaining the concept in people's minds that Shabbos is the primary yom of malacha. So that's in terms of the can't have more iser on Yom Tov than on Shabbos, or more iser on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. But what's the second one of Refuah? What's the comparison? So why does Gemara say, if he holds that way by Yom Kippurim, right? Is everybody back into this? If he holds that way by Yom Kippurim, that you can't make a malacha on Yom, can't make an Isra on Yom Kippur, that would be pogeya in Shabbos as a Yom Malacha. So what does it have to do with the formulating something on Shabbos itself? Then the beginning is mutter and the end is asur. What does that have to do with the concept of not making a malacha, not making an Isra on Yom Kippur that doesn't apply on Shabbos? Right? Our original question. What does one thing have to do with the other? It seemed like two different concepts. So what's the answer to that? In other words, the problem of the comparative only exists if you're going to say something is going to be mutter on Shabbos, but also on Yom Kippur. So then I'll say, well, Shabbos has to be the Yom Malacha, so it can't be that Yom Kippur is going to have something that's Isser Malacha and Shabbos doesn't. That's going to take away from the idea that Shabbos is the Yom Malacha par excellence. But what is the problem of Shari B'chatzi Shabbos and Asr B'chatzi Shabbos? So listen, the reason why I'm revamping what we're saying is because of the Lashon of Rashi. So look at the Lashon of Rashi. So what does Rashi say? She'ein chilek b'shir shel Shabbos. Right? Means to say that part of having the day of Shabbos, part of the shame Shabbos, the shame of Malacha on Shabbos, is that it should be Chomor in every, it should be an absolute Yom Malacha. That's part of the idea. If you're going to introduce a Malacha on Shabbos, or an Isser on Shabbos, that has a Shir, that's not proper for the Yom Malacha per se. Yom Malacha per se should have only absolute Shemos. In other words, Yom Tov has things like this. Yom Tov has Shirim. For instance, you have Ochel Nefesh. But I guess what I'm trying to say is the old quality quantity Svara. Right, B-Mac? In other words, Shabbos has to be Chomor in two ways. Has to be Chomor in the quantity. You can't have another Yom that is more Isurim than Shabbos. And it has to have a certain quality of Malacha. It can't have a quality of Malacha that's not absolute. You understand? That's the problem he's saying. If you hold from Shabbos, if you hold that there's an inyan of the covet of Shabbos, in terms of maintaining it as a day of absolute Malacha, then it would make sense to say that you shouldn't have a Malacha on Shabbos that's not absolute. That's Bashir. Means say that this Maisa sometimes is Mutter and sometimes is Asr. That doesn't have the quality of a Chomir Malacha. Yom Tov you have there. Yom Tov has things. If it's Ochel Nefesh, the same activity. If it's for Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter. If it's not for Ochel Nefesh, it's Asr. There are certain types of different days. A day like Yom Tov has Malacha that is L'Shiurin. But Shabbos shouldn't. Shabbos has to be an absolute day. Both in its you have to maintain its position of being the chomer day of Malacha, chomer in its amount and in its shear and in the type. Yeah, the two elements of the chomer. Yeah, what were you gonna say? Right. That's the only way I'm trying to. Right. In other words, Shabbos has to be the yom of absolute malacha, meaning to say, not inferior to any other day in malacha. In other words, if there was another day that had a different isser, an isser above Shabbos, you couldn't call Shabbos the absolute yom malacha. But it also has to be absolute in the nature of the malacha, not subject to degree. So Shabbos has to be maintained as the Yom. Notice she's saying that you see from the problem by Yom Kippur that there's an objective of maintaining Shabbos as the absolute Yom Malacha. So absolute in both senses. That it's not subject, the Malacha is not subject to degree, and that there's no Malacha that exists elsewhere. There was a Malacha that existed in Yom Kippur, not on Shabbos, or in Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Then that would per se show you it's not the absolute Yom Malacha. Because absolute means it's all-inclusive. Right? And also, it has to show you that if you add a Malacha that's half and half, that takes away from the character of viewing Shabbos as an absolute. Okay, so I'm saying it's the same concern. It's two elements of the same concern, according to Rashi. But the point is that that would equally apply to Yom Tov too. If there was an Isser on Yom Tov that didn't exist on Shabbos, that would also be a problem. And I think that's the way the Baal HaMor is learning. But let's take a look at the Ramban. So therefore the Baal HaMor has to come out with a complicated analysis of the Malacha of Muktzah vis-a-vis Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? That you can't have now it's going to come out, you can't have Muktzah on Yom Tov that doesn't exist on Shabbos. Because it's going to come out that Shabbos is more, that Yom Tov is more chomer than Shabbos. So therefore he says it only applies, you can only have Isser Malach on Yom Tov when there already is an Isser of Malach on Shabbos. Okay. So the Ramban doesn't like this pshat. Alright, so let's pick up the Ramban on the bottom of here. Got it? Someone want to read it? Good. Klal Shel Baal HaMor? Okay, so he brings rayas that there are cases where on Shabbos, where it seems like we paskin, there's something that's mutter on Shabbos, nasser on Yom Tov. He was trying to bring empirical evidence.
Right?
No, he has, beforehand.
Oh.
That's what we... Just trying to show you the case of Shivrei Kalim, you want to say. The case of Shivrei Kalim shows you that the Baal HaMor is wrong. That's why he says Vehu mishtaber b'shivrei kelim atzman. That's his joke. He himself is broken by the shivrei kelim. The shivrei kelim, he wants to say, proves he's wrong. We're not going to go with it. You can do that on your own. But then he wants to say factually he found a case that doesn't work out with the Baal HaMor's shita. But now Al Pisvar he tries to explain what's wrong with it. Or why the Baal HaMor's problem isn't really a problem. Go ahead.
Shabbi Yom Tov Ein Derech L'Chalik Ben Turi Diraja Bahamid Barrios L'Tamri D'Iska Le'esor Shchitas Eilu Mishum Mukta U'Lahatir HaTmarim Afal Pishen Mukta in Kemosan.
Okay, so now we have to think into this carefully. We have to make sure we understand this carefully. This is the crux of his problem. That what? We have to know what these cases are, first of all. So what does it mean? He's saying that on Yom Tov, what? It doesn't make sense to make a chilek between Torei Deradio, Vamid Barrios. Those are the animals that are designated for work or that are not domesticated. Now, those are the animals that Rabbi Yehuda would say are Muktzah and Rabbi Shimon says are not Muktzah, right? Litamre de Iska. Doesn't make sense to make a chilik between these two classes of cases. The animals that are designated for work, let's say, not omid l'achila, and the fruits that are omid l'schora. Okay, it doesn't make sense to differentiate between the animals that are omid for avoda and the fruits that are omid l'schora. Okay, because how does it come out according to the Baal HaMor? According to the Baal HaMor, on Yom Tov, the animals are what?
Awesome.
Are muktzah, because you can't shech them on Shabbos, so therefore you can have an Isser muktzah chal on the animals on Yom Tov. But the dates, the fruits that are omid l'schora, according to the Baal HaMor, should be mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? They should be mutter, because since they're mutter on Shabbos, they have to be mutter on Yom Tov. Right, that's how the Baal HaMor starts. He says, "You got to look at Shabbos first. You got to see what does Shabbos, what Isurim. There's no muktzah on Shabbos. That's the way the Baal HaMor starts out. No muktzah on Shabbos, and that's going to limit the application of your muktzah to Yom Tov. So any case that has an Isser Shabbos, agav malacha, is roy to be gozer an Isser muktzah on Yom Tov." But if there's no other Isser on Shabbos, there's no Isser on Shabbos, then you can't place an Isser or a Muktzah on Yom Tov. So Lemaisa, it's going to come out according to the Baal HaMor, that on Yom Tov, the animals that are omed la'avoda are Muktzah, right? Because they have a corresponding Malach on Shabbos. But the Peros L'Schora are absolutely Mutter, right? The Peros and Shabbos are Mutter. So the Baal HaMor says that doesn't make sense. That's not the Derech. That's not the right way to say that what? There's no derech, there's no halachic norm that would lead you to say that the animals are mukzo, to differentiate between the animals and the fruits. Go ahead. Right, let me just finish. Less or shchitas elu mishum mukzo. To say that the animals you can't shecht because they're mukzo. What does that mean?
Yeah, really, the conceptual idea is mukzo does apply to the tamari diska. They are not part of your tashmish and yantar.
That's right. See, he's showing you that's his main problem. He's saying it's going to be an inconsistency. Lemaisa, the fruits, these fruits and these animals are exactly the same. In terms of their state of readiness for the day, they're exactly the same. They both are not particularly appointed for the day. They're just roy for use on the day. So you're going to have two things that exist in the same conceptual halachic category, right? And one of them is going to be muktzah, and one of them is going to be mutter. He says, that's just an inconsistency in the very halacha. So that's not the derech to do something like that. Go ahead. So if you're going to tell me, because he says the shechita is not the there's no answer to say, well, you can't shecht it because shechita is different than achilas tamarim. The shechita is no different than anything else. Shechita is completely mutter on yom tov. There's no halachic difference at all. Just because one requires a shechita and one doesn't, that's not a halachic factor on Yom Tov. Shechita is completely mutter on Yom Tov.
Okay, when she is her muksa ro'oi liyos no'i b'Yom Tov, who no'i yoser, ro'oi lama chachamim lan higo bakol, kidino, zilligzor af b'shabes machmasa.
So he says, and if you're going to tell me that we're gozer on Yom Tov because we need to be gozer on Yom Tov, there's a real tzarach on Yom Tov for the gzeira of muktza. So on the contrary, we should have said so be gozer on everything, and even apply the Shabbos.
V'lo lomar ho'il v'Shabbos mutter yehe mutter b'Yom Tov, shegoz m'chol talmud v'ram ha'metzuyim ha'mutter m'pnei ha'asr, v'imatir ha'asr v'shvel ha'mutter.
That's his problem. I mean, that's his problem. He says, according to the Baal Mor, comes out strange. Comes out reverse to the norm. Normally, we say, is there a tzarach to if there's a tzarach in one case, and you don't want to be, you don't want to have a lack of uniformity, so you don't say, well, if I institute this gezeira here, since I don't need it over there, it'll result in a lack of uniformity. So let's be matir what's roi to be usher because of what's mutter. That's not the way. That's not the derech of a gzera. On the contrary, you say, "I'm even going to aser the what's roy to be mutter because of what's roy to be aser." Right? The Baal HaMor's whole approach is backwards. He's saying. Right. He's saying that on Yom Tov it's really roy to have a gzeras of mukza, but because Shabbos it's not. So therefore, we're going to be matir what's roy to be usher because of the mutter. Go ahead. That's not the way. In all of Talmud, that's not the way we do things. All right. So in other words, so what was bothering? What got the Baal HaMor caught on this whole problem? Is the question of the stams, right? How you have that? It says Shabbos the stam is that it's what is mutter, and Yom Tov the stam is that it's aser, and then Rav Nachman coming in and explaining the difference between the two. So he's saying that the Rav Nachman really himself answered this whole problem. Go ahead.
So
Go ahead. So here the Ramban gives you the whole yisod of mukta according to him. Right? He's saying, what does it mean that you're going to be mezalzel? What does it mean? What does it mean on Shabbos you don't need it, and on Yom Tov you do need it? What's the zilzel that we're worried about? Right? So he explains that since Yom Tov is Mekel, since there's the heter of Ochel Nefesh, right? So he says, what's the whole point of Mukta? What's the purpose of Mukta? Is that a person should be fully prepared for the Yom, right? It's to make sure that the person selects and designates what he needs from beforehand. He shouldn't have to go the next day and work and gather his suda. Maybe he'll do malacha or tiltal and something that's not allowed to move. So in other words, he's saying, therefore, vahare, that's the concept. No, it's so what's the general concept of mukta is to make sure that you're prepared for tomorrow. Interesting, right? That's how he's working it in. He says it's from him, it flows from the whole nature of mukta. If I wanted to make sure somebody is prepared from beforehand, what's the natural formulation of the asur?
Don't let them do it later.
No. You're right, but in the formulation. The formulation would be anything that's not prepared is asur. Right? I want to make sure people are prepared. So then I have to say, if you don't prepare, whatever is not prepared from beforehand is usher to you. That will motivate people to prepare. Correct? What about the guy who didn't prepare? He'll prepare next time. Right? That's the slight paradox in Gzeiros. Why do we make the Gzeira? Because we want to make sure everybody has what they need on Yom Tov on the day. But the Gzeira itself will put certain people into the position of not being able to have what they need for the day. But that just is the derech of Gzeiros. I mean, there's no other way to do it. You have to. There has to be a consequence. Without the consequence, then there's no gzera at all.
Well, the gzera is not really so that people have what they need for the day. It's that so people don't come to do malacha on the day. So the way to formulate it is by saying that you can't do your preparations on the day.
No, that's not what he's... Well, what are you saying? He's
well,
saying
the
that...
The is Shema Yavo, you'll do malacha, or you'll do tiltal.
Shelo yitzdarich lemochor lachzor v'letroch basuda. That's true. You mean you're saying that the gzera is really gzera about malacha. That's true. Go ahead. Right. Right. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. So you're right. I had a little different thought there. But you're right. He's saying it's all in terms of malacha. So he's saying if the person feels, let's say you had no muksa, right? Let's say you had no muksa. So what would it be? People would not need to prepare ahead of time. It wouldn't be the need to prepare ahead of time, right? Because things would still be mutter even if they didn't prepare ahead of time. So what are we worried about? What are we worried about? Why would we come along? Why would Chazal come along and make an inyan of muksa? So they're worried that if a person does not prepare ahead of time, then they're going to have to prepare on the day itself. And in the process of the preparation on the day itself, they might come to be over malacha. Right? What does he mean by a tiltal surin law? I don't know what he means by that. Isn't that only if you have moksa?
Hotzah?
Huh?
Hotzah?
Yeah.
Other things that are not moksa but have this or tiltal, isn't that come to malacha? Like the nair while it's lit?
You mean the nair while it's lit? Well, it might come to malacha. That could be.
Is there an isur hotzah
answer? Well, he's not talking. On Yom Tov? No. I mean, that's all question. Letzarach, a little tzarach, but tiltal hasurim lo. This is a funny thing. Tiltal hasurim lo. What tiltal is asur midrash? Unless, like Johnny's saying. But he's saying that this concern that in the preparation you're going to come to do malacha. That's what Rav Nachman is explaining, saying that concern that you're going to, in the process of malacha, you're going to, in the process of preparation, you're going to come to do malacha, exists on Yom Tov but not on Shabbos.
Why is that?
Because on Shabbos the person is not even going to get close to doing malacha. Malacha to him is an absolute on Shabbos. There's no heter at all. So he's not going to be in the inyan of malacha at all. He doesn't even approach the inyan of malacha. It's completely off limits to him. But on Yom Tov, he says, "Delo asu b'Shabbos l'mavi malachos kochol nefesh." But on Yom Tov, you do some malachos in the preparation. You're allowed to do some malachos. You're allowed to shecht. So now maybe the guy's going to sharpen the knife, which is a hechsher of ochol nefesh, which is asur. So the guy's already in his normal. In certain areas of hechsher, in certain areas of the preparation, he's in the chol mode. Shabbos, the person is not in the chol mode at all, because he never gets started in that. There's no breach in the there's no overlap between the Shabbos and chol. But on Yom Tov there is. There's the area of ochol nefesh. Which a person can engage in, like he engages in chol. So that might lead him to think that anything that he needs to prepare, he can do. You know what I mean? On Shabbos, a person knows that there's an absolute limit on what he can do. But on Yom Tov, there's already an opening for hechsher of ochol nefesh. Certain things of ochol nefesh are mutter. Certain things are not. And it's not so simple for an ordinary person to understand. So if you don't, if you let him do all of his preparations on Yom Tov, it's more likely, there's more of a concern that he's going to be over an Isser. Okay? So that's what it means, that the osi lezulzulibe, meaning that they'll engage in, it's not going to be, they're going to start treating it more like chol, because they're already starting in their minds, it already is an inyan of heter. Go ahead.
So how do you tell Rav Nachman about Deborah Baru?
That's definitely what Rav Nachman means. Go ahead. So you see, there are definitely things that we're more chomor on Yom Tov than we are on Shabbos. For instance, you can't hang the nair on the tree on Yom Tov. Because since you can use the nair, you're going to come to be mishtamish b'mechuber. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So since he has the but on Shabbos, you're not worried he's going to, because he can't use the nair. Or you can't invite a guy on to a meal on Yom Tov, because since you can cook for yourself on Yom Tov, you'll wind up cooking for him, and that you're not allowed to do. But you're not going to cook for him on Shabbos. So you see that there are certain things, since there are heterim already on Yom Tov, it's roy yoser mishavis to have gzeros.
What's the difference between these two on the Shiva Kiyom in the beginning, when you tried to speak about them
I mean, why are these not... why would the Balamor not be impressed? He's not going to be impressed with these two cases, apparently.
Right.
What would the Balmor say about these two cases? But these two cases are not malacha.
You're not mukta?
It's not mukta. Shiva Kalim was a mukta case he wanted to really show. These the Balmor would say is different. I don't know exactly what he would say. It's a good question. Go ahead.
Ah.
Tibul.
Tibul kel achar tibul. Shehu biyom echad b'kdusha achas. Ve'en gezer l'chati shir.
Right. See, that's... You know, Ramban is really beautiful. I mean, his answer is really... is a beautiful answer. He's saying that what is the inyan... Saying the same, says he can't say that you can't. He completely rejects the Balamor's theory that that the Gemara in on Yud Ches is telling you that you cannot have more chumras on Yom Tov or on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. That's not true. It says if it's roy to have gzera on Yom Kippur or on Yom Tov, you'd have the gzera. If it's Roy here and not Roy there, there's no reason why you shouldn't make the Gzera. So he says, but what's the what is the Gemara really talking about on Shabbos? And what's the Gemara talking about on Yud Ches? That's a different concept. That's a different concept. He doesn't hold from this idea that you have to make Shabbos the supreme day of Malacha. That idea he's rejecting. Because, on the contrary, you don't need certain Gzeros because Shabbos is already Chomer. But so what's his interpretation of the Gemara on Yud Ches? That what? Go ahead.
That when it's a kedusha achas, that you need to.
Right. That on Yud Ches, it's dafka Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's going to Rashi and the Balamor. It was Shabbos against everything. It was that we have to protect the standing of Shabbos. We have to protect the kedusha and the chumras malacha of Shabbos itself. Any other malacha, any yom, if you make a gzera on, it doesn't matter if it's a Yom Kippur or a Yom Tov. You can't have any type of gzera that has to do with malacha that's going to undermine the status of Shabbos as the ultimate day of malacha. But according to the Ramban, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. As keeping Shabbos as a day of malacha, per se. And it's going to Rashi and the Balamor, it was a special din of Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Umi isle hoel b'midi de Shabbos. Is there such a thing? Does Rava really have this idea about Shabbos? About how we make malachos when it's nogea to Shabbos? But according to the Ramban, it's more universal. More like the way we were learning Rashi originally. It's more universal about gezeros in general. Saying there's a general principle that we don't institute any gezera l'chatzayin. We don't institute any gezera in an inconsistent manner. Okay? That's what the Gemara on Yud Ches is really expressing. Since Shabbos and Yom Kippurim our Kedusha Achas, right, to have an Isser on Yom Kippur that doesn't exist on Shabbos would be like a Gzeira L'chatzoyen. You understand? Because it's true they're two separate days, but they're one Kedusha. It's one Inyan of Kedusha. So it doesn't make sense, he's saying, in terms of formulating Gzeiros, Chazal always formulated gezeros to treat the same thing the same way. So just like on Shabbos itself, you wouldn't have an Isser in the morning and a Heter in the afternoon, there's no difference between the morning and the afternoon of Shabbos and the Yom of Shabbos and the Yom of Yom Kippurim. They're both the same idea. That one Kedusha, one type of Kedusha, should always be treated the same in terms of Gezeros. According to Ramban, it's really a perfect question. It's an exact replica of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur to Shabbos is exactly analogous to Shabbos, Shachris to Arvis. Right? It's an idea of Gezeros themselves. Right? Just like you can't be mechalek between before Tibul and after Tibul on the day, you shouldn't be mechalek between the day of Yom Kippur and the day of Shabbos, because they both have the same kedushas malacha. Ein gezera l'chatzi shir, that's the problem, right? Go ahead.
What does that mean? That Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same kedusha, meaning that you can have different malacha? Isn't kedusha mean ister malacha?
Yeah, so they have the same Isser Malacha.
So therefore, you're saying that because they have the same Isser Malacha, therefore, it would be wrong to institute one thing for...
That's right. It would be an inconsistency. It's not. It would be an inconsistency. And the Chazal, when they formulate gezeiros, they formulate with an there's an ideal of uniformity. That was the question: do you hold from Hoil or not? Do you hold there's an ideal that gezeiros should have a certain form, even if there's a need here or not a need there? Must we institute it in a uniform manner? In a uniform manner. I'm sorry. Right. Or do you say, no, you just, if in the morning there's a need and in the afternoon there's not a need, you just, the gzera can follow the natural necessity. Or is there an overall objective of uniformity? That itself has to play a role in the formulation of the malacha. So once we see, if we're going to say there's an idea of uniformity, and you see that expressed by Shabbos to Yom Kippurim, Then certainly from the morning to the afternoon, right? But why? But what he's trying to show you, his tremendous chiddush is that there would only be a uniformity between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, dafka Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but Shabbos and Yom Tov have nothing to do with each other. You understand? Shabbos and Yom Tov are not the same.
I don't understand why that would be considered a gezeira lachatzai, and just because Shabbos and Yom Kippur have the same Isser Malacha, but I hear on Shabbos, of course, there'd be a problem of uniformity, but Shabbos and Yom Kippurim having a different...
Because he's saying in the minds of the whole idea of uniformity is in terms of the Hamon, that it shouldn't be, and the halacha shouldn't be... in a way that seems inconsistent. So the regular person views Shabbos and Yom Kippur as Shabbos, on same inyan, same Kedusha Sayom, same Chamor Malacha, and they're saying, well, if Kedusha Sayom, if this Kedusha Sayom has these Malachos, then has these Yisurim, then that Kedusha Sayom should have it too. It's not consistent to, it's an inconsistency. You have to hear it. Yeah.
Isn't the gzera on for Tefillah on Yom Kippur, the reason why you want to do that is not because of the kedusha, but because of the inui part of Yom Kippur?
No, the reason why you have the gzera is for the tikkun mona. There's no, in terms of inui, you can go to the mikvah if it's for tara. Isn't that it would be mutter.
But it's not a
gzera
that.
No, the Gemara on Yud Ches says that it's the reason why you can't be tovel, it will be like being tovel kalim, be the same thing. Can't tovel kalim because of tikkun mona. So right, remember the Gemara Shabbos, and then on Yud Ches. Go ahead.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What exactly is the word lahem doing?
Where is it? Oh, they both have one Kedusha. They both have the same Kedusha.
Therefore?
Let's finish the sentence. Go ahead. V'lo osi l'lazuli b'yom ha-kippurim yoser mi-shabbos. Right? Go ahead. L'fikach hishu oson shekol midos chachamim l'fikach hishu oson. So since there's no greater concern by one over the other, because they both have the same kedusha, and you don't relate to Shabbos any differently than Yom Kippur or vice versa, as opposed to Yom Tov, where people relate to Yom Tov very differently than they relate to Shabbos. But there's no, you don't relate to Yom Tov, to Yom Kippur and Shabbos any differently, right? Because it's one kedusha for both of them. In the person's mind, that's the way he relates to both of them, right? Shabbos is coming, Yom Kippur is coming, they're both inviolable days of Malacha. So therefore, Hishru Osan, that's why the Chachamim made them exactly equal. Shekol Midos Chachamim Kachain, that is just the way of the Chachamim. That's their derech. That's the Midah of the Chachamim. Ligzur Davar V'lo Chatzi Davar. He's telling you that's like a postulate. That's how Chachamim act. That's the derech of Gezerah. To be gozer something Bishlei Musa. Not to be gozer, just to fit the need. There's a certain consistency in the form. The form has to come out as a complete form. Kamosh Hishru Kodam Tibul Kilacha Tibul Shubiom Echad Biktush Achas Vein Gzeir Lechatzi Shir. Just like there's no Gzeir Lechatzi Shir, there's not going to be a Gzeir Lechatzi Dovar. Understand? It is different. I mean, right, Chaim? As you ask your question again, is that it's different. It's true, it's different. He's not saying it's exactly the same, but he's saying it's the same in terms of the derech. There's no, in terms of the derech is that the gzera should be bishlei musa. Shouldn't be on a chatzi dover, just like it's not on the chatzi shir. So what's the chatzi dover? That there are two yomim that have really the same kedusha. So it shouldn't be that on one of the days is gzera, on another day there's not gzera. That would be a pagam in the form of the of that gzera. Umashalo asru Shabbos, atu yom kippur mipnei she Shabbos tadira. So now what about his question? So why doesn't he get trapped in his own criticism?
Make everything usher.
Make it usher on Shabbos too. So he says no, because Shabbos comes around all the time. Shabbos is tadir. Yom Kippur is only once a year. V'lo rotzu levatel kama tefilos shel mitzvah nechshash richuk shel yom echad. So because of the chshash of one, the far-fetched chshash, the distant chshash of one day a year, meaning to say if we allow tevilos one day a year, is not really very likely that it's going to cause people to start engaging in tikkun mana, right? So we were mat, but we need consistency. So we have to be matir it completely for the benefit of all of the times in Shabbos that it's important to have a tefillah, right? So he's saying, look, they had to have consistency. That's what they needed. That's his chiddush. His chiddush is that they needed consistency. So it's not a matter of Shabbos as a yom. That's the way the Baal HaMoed and Rashi learning. Shabbos as a yom is the objective over here. Ramban's learning that there's an overall objective of consistency and perfection in the form of the gzera. Gzera shouldn't be, this case. The gzera should be, it shouldn't be this instance. It shouldn't be this particular. It should be a generalized concept. Isser malacha, either the kedusha sayom either generates this kind of a gzera or it doesn't. Shouldn't be today it does and next day it doesn't. Why? The same kedusha. Shouldn't have that form. That's an inconsistent form.
Does that have anything to do with the way the Hamadan use it? Or just
I think so. I don't know. I think so, but I don't know. Go ahead. The Hutarakol. So now they have a choice. There's one kedusha for both days. Either it's both going to be usher, both going to be mutter. So he says in general we say everything should be usher. So how come here he says everything is mutter? Because that's practically it comes out more important that way. Right. Oh, so now he's coming back and he's saying, and the Baal HaMoed himself is messed up. Why? Because you should really take his position the whole way. Since he comes out now that it's mutter partially, so then it should be really be mutter the whole way.
Why? That's just the Ramban is applying what he holds and saying the Ramban should also hold that.
That's true. Good.
Hashoal Aleinu.
See, Shai, this is why I think this.
Okay.
Because of this next line.
Hashoal Aleinu. Lama asartem shchita shor shel harisha biyom tov. Vitartem achilas tmarim shel iska.
Someone is going to come to us and say, if we were the Baal HaMoed, someone would come to us and say, please, dear Rabbi, explain to me something. I have two things in my house that are exactly the same. I have a shor that is designated for work, and I have figs that are designated for business. Why is it that we can eat the figs and we can't shech the shor? Can you explain it to me? Go to the shul rabbi in Shabbos. Say, Rabbi, I have a question. Can you explain this to me? B-Mac. Right? What would we say? What would we say? We would have nothing to say. What would we say? Where is it? What would we be able to answer him? What would we answer this guy? And that was the guy who said to you, look, is Muksa, does everything have, does it have to be prepared for me to eat on Shabbos? It doesn't have to be prepared for me to eat on Shabbos. Explain it to me, Rabbi. You guys are just willy-nilly. You just guys just picking randomly things you want to do and things you don't want to do. Huh?
These Jews.
Since part of it is definitely mutter to you, it should, then everything should be mutter. So listen, look, so bottom line, you're telling me I can use things that aren't prepared. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Now, is he showing you that there's a certain uniformity that saying something about muktzah, you can't talk about muktzah l'chatzayin. Because muktzah is like a statement. It's a general statement about the way you relate to the day. Explain this to me. Is there a need to prepare for the day or not? You have to prepare your animal, but you don't have to prepare your figs? I mean, what kind of a consistency is that? You can't tell me that there's a muktzah here and not here. Muksa means that things have to be prepared for the day. What kind of a logic is that? It doesn't have any consistent, doesn't have any logic. It just becomes points, like a point of Isser and a point of Heter. But if you trace them back, they're sosa each other. It's two endpoints that are sosa each other. This one tells me that things have to be prepared for the day, and this one tells me things don't have to be prepared for the day. We're going to look foolish. What would you say?
Isn't it a good question, though?
That's what he says. He says it's such a good question that we have to either say it's all mutter or all usser.
I understand, but it's not, it doesn't bother us that the Hamanama that picked that. It bothers us that it's a good question. It's not a good way to make a gezerah.
It's not a good way to make a gezerah. But he's saying because it comes out inconsistent. It comes out with an inconsistency.
It's intrinsically about gezerah. It's not like gezerah is inconsistent.
Well, the gzeira itself is not inconsistent because the gzeira is this is mutter and this is usser. I mean, the Balamor is what we have to answer for the Balamor. We do have to answer for the Balamor eventually. But I don't know. Shai is saying that it's not a raya what I'm saying. I'm saying from here it seems it has to do with the way people view it. He's saying no, it's just saying it's inconsistent. Okay, that's a good point. Let's think about it a little more. Go ahead. But the only thing is, that what about if the guy says to me, why can't I be Tovel on Yom Kippur and can be Tovel on Shabbos? Would you have the same problem with that? Or what if a guy said to me, how come I can't drink the Chometz in the afternoon but I can drink it in the morning? We would be able to explain that to him. But the Ramban is throwing it all into one net, right? He's picking his question on the weaker spot, but he's extending his answer to everything, right? Go ahead.
What does that mean? Vein hashavas ruya lamed al yom tov b'shemalachos.
So how's it go? Ho alukula ma l'mishavim, right? Im nomim pishayesh bezu isra malacha b'shabbos. Even though, so if you're going to tell him, oh, the reason why this is usher because there's an Issa Malacha over there on Shabbos, right? Shouldn't it all be the same? Can't say, well, there's this Malacha over there, so we have to make it usher over here. That doesn't make any sense. Right. Hepach. Right, so really everything should be exactly the same. They all exist the same way. Their mitzius is the same. The gzera should be on a certain type of mitzia. Things that are prepared, things that are not prepared. Right? Now here's a key thing that Ramban tells you. Go ahead. Right. Because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are absolutely consistent in what they hold about Shabbos and Yom Tov. They don't have this idea that Shabbos is one way, Yom Tov is the other way. That's something that Rav Nachman, that Rebbe did. But the shita, the primary shitas are the same for Shabbos as they are for Yom Tov. Go ahead.
Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami, Hachis, Virulhu. Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai, Lislehu, Mokto, Beis Hillel, Islehu.
Right, so Rabbi Yehuda, so we got the time sequence reversed, I see. Right? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying, are arguing about what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel held. No?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda held that Beis Shammai didn't hold from Mokto, and that Beis Hillel did hold from Mukta, and Rabbi Shimon held that Beis Shammai did hold from Mukta, and Beis Hillel didn't hold from Mukta. So everybody wants to be like Beis Hillel. Right? So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about what did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold. But it was Echav Shabbos, Echav Yom Tov. It was the same. Nobody had this idea that Beis Shammai held one way by Shabbos and another way by Yom Tov. Go ahead. Meaning Stam. Right, it's also in Shabbos, it was Stam. So he taught Stam by Yom Tov to be Asur.
Right.
Yep. Yep. So he says we pass the Rav Nachman. That's what comes out, right?
Even though in the Argamara
we reject Rav Nachman's answer by Beitza, but in terms of that we agree with him, right? So how does it come out? 1 second.
Which answer of his do we regret?
We reject the answer that they're arguing about Mukta. And
but if you hold one thing by Noah, you hold one thing by Noah.
Right.
Do we agree with that also?
That I don't think we agree with that, no. That seems to be a question. 1 second. Vizeo das go to the Bible. It says Vizeo das Rabino Godel Bazer. Yep. Vachin Abba Enzo. Vonuzianu Mimashik. Right. Yep. Okay, so that's his answer. So it comes out that he's holding that what? That on Shabbos we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and on Yom Kippur and on Yom Tov we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And it's not limited to the cases where Shabbos has Nisim Malacha. But you know, so I'm trying to show you, if you go through all of the Baal HaMoed and the Ramban, but what does it really come down to? Comes down to what the principle you're deriving from the Gemara Yilches is. Are you deriving a principle about the position of Shabbos as a Yom Malacha, or are you deriving a principle about the Derech Chachamim, their Midah, in formulating Gezeros? Right? Very interesting.
So the first way?
The first way was the Baal HaMoed, that you're learning a principle about how we have to position Shabbos. Shabbos must always wind up as the ultimate. And therefore, even something we do on Yom Tov could affect Shabbos. According to the Ramban, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with formulating Gezeros in a full and complete form. That if two things are one inyan, we can't formulate it on one way and on another way. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are totally different. That's not one. There wouldn't have to be one gezerah relating to both. Saying Shabbos and Yom Kippur would basically be one gezerah that relates to both, because they're both the same kedusha. So it doesn't make sense to do it l'chatzayin. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are two totally different things. So there's no inyan of saying it's l'chatzayin if it doesn't apply to both.
Okay.
But on the day itself, it has to be complete. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, that Rebbe holds that on Yom Tov you have Muktzah, and in Shabbos you don't. But what's the nafkamina going to be? So he's going to be more chomer. The Ramban is more chomer. According to the Balamor, that's the Balamor's criticism, that the Rif says you can't have Tamrei D'Iska that you cannot have Tamrei D'Iska on Yom Tov. But the Balamor, according to the Ramban, the Rif is right. Balamor, that's what the Ramban, I don't know if we did the end of the Balamor. At the end of the Balamor, he says the Rif wasn't careful with this principle, because he said that the Tamrei D'Iska are Aser.
Does anyone hold like the Balamor?
Does anyone hold like the Balamor? I'm not sure. Usually he's a renegade.
why would the chometz go to kula?
That's a good question. I guess because of tsar. Plus there is still a form of the Isser of Refuah. It's a good question though. Malcolm Tsar, they were Mekel. So they wanted to take the guy can do it in the morning. But to say he can't do it at all. Good question. I don't know. He doesn't really address that question.
What was the law on the end by the
Chomet? Chomet is mutter. It's mutter to swallow,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a derech for Fula.
No, in the afternoon it would be. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.